remains on this stage.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in. We are so glad that you have made the choice to have us be a part of your day and have the Word of God be a part of your day. We'd like to get the day started in the Word of God. I encourage you to pray of a morning. Pray at night too. Pray all the time. The Scripture says to pray always. But especially pray of a morning, because that's when you are going to be prepared in case you engage any problems or circumstances. And so today we are going to be talking about rejoicing in the Lord. We're working our way to our concluding passage in Philippians chapter 4 on strengthening the body of Christ and how we can do it. We started off that program or that series with Jonathan coming and strengthening David. A little bit later, David strengthened himself. On, I believe it was Monday's broadcast, we talked about how heaven would provide strength when there was no one else to be there to provide us strength. And we're working our way to a Philippians chapter 4, verse number 13, that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I will just tell you, God is the Almighty God. He is sufficient to strengthen you. He's sufficient to strengthen me in whatever we have come our way. But that's coming here in just a little bit. I'd like to just share with you some of the friends that we have here at the Refresh Radio broadcast. These are local businesses. One of these is run by a pastor. I just saw him here a couple of weeks ago. Well, about a week and a half ago, and his name is Jeff, and he runs Shade Solutions, and they're specialist in outdoor sun control with sun and privacy shades, retractable patio covers, retractable awnings, hurricane protection. And so if you have any outside shade issues that you need dealt with, you could reach Jeff at 431-9672. Dear brother in the Lord, and we just wanted to give a shout out to him and bless him. If you need any help with your window treatments, 431-9672, and you can reach Jeff there. Also, other friends that we have here at the program are Advanced Christian Training Schools. They meet in our fellowship hall on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock. 6 to 9 p.m., and it's a free video Bible school. Charles Stanley, Bill Johnson, Bayless Conley, I've seen some of his, T.L. Osborne, several other teachers that they are going to be having teach various classes. They go through two or three classes or two or three lessons a night. And so if you'd like more information on that, you could reach them, 633-0432. This is not something you've got to get in on at the very beginning or you miss out. You can come and join at any time. We also have Bill Andriak with Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284. Bill loves to tell people about Jesus, loves to talk about the things of God. And he also is available to help you with your AC solutions. We also have Jits Concrete. Greg, if you have any construction needs, 536-5804. And then we have Wyrick Air Enterprises. Wyrick Air Enterprises. and they can help you with your heating and cooling situations. Maybe even some electrical as well. So 632-9538. I don't have all of that information, but I know that they're very versatile and can help you in a number of areas. And so if you have some needs in that area in your life, 632-9538, and you can talk to Carla there. So anyway, let's get into the word, shall we? Philippians chapter 4, let's begin reading in verse number 1. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord, and I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And that's where we're going to end the reading for right now. So here Paul is writing. On yesterday's broadcast, we had talked about how Euodia and Syntyche, they were having a little bit of an issue, and Paul was encouraging them to be of the same mind in the Lord. And so here in verse number 4, before the problem has ever been solved, he goes on and he writes this admonition: rejoice in the Lord always. Now, I will tell you that as you read the book of Philippians, you are going to find that joy is a often repeated concept. In verse number 3 of chapter 1, Paul writes, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always and in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy. And so if you were to go through the book of Philippians in chapter 25, I'm not going to give all of these to you here, but I'd like for you to go through and see all of the different occurrences where they're admonished to rejoice or to be filled with joy. But it says in verse number 25, and being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again. And so joy is a very important aspect of life. You and I, we are not called to go around being angry all the time. Well, what's the Bible say about righteous indignation? Yes, that happens. It happens. But this is what this says. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Now, I want you to know that this is only possible if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you've asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life. I have mentioned it on the radio program before, and I'll say it again. If you want to be miserable, if you want to experience lots of heartache, if you want to just go around with a frown on your face all the time, then don't pay attention to the Word of God. But if you want joy, if you want peace, if you want your misery index to be very low, I encourage you to live in accordance with the Word of God. You see, the devil has done this tremendous sales job in America, convincing Americans that if we do what God's Word says, that we are going to miss out on so much fun stuff, that we are just going to be so boring. And I want you to know that that is a lie from the pit of hell. That is not the way it is supposed to be. God wants you and I being people that are filled with the joy of the Lord constantly. Even when things are going adverse, we can have joy because our sins have been forgiven and our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Paul is writing to these people, and as I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, He is writing to them, and they knew that he had been thrown in jail unjustly, that he had been beaten as a Roman citizen against the law, and yet he was still, even though he was in that prison cell that he didn't deserve to be in, that at midnight he was still praising God in the midst of that jail cell. You know, we struggle here in America rejoicing in the Lord if we have a hangnail sometimes, if somebody looks at us wrong. You see, we are so quick to have our demeanor change that Paul was admonishing them, look, even though bad stuff happened to me, I am not going to stop rejoicing in the Lord. You see, Paul knew what it was like to be a persecutor of the church. He had seen, he was there when Stephen was stoned to death. And he was there when the scripture says that Stephen was praying to Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Do not lay this sin to their charge. He was there when he was seeing Stephen praying for those who were stoning him. He was there and when Stephen's face looked like that of an angel. He was there on the road to Damascus when the bright light shone and Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he knew what it was like to experience miraculous deliverance. He had been, you read through the Pauline epistles, the letters that Paul wrote, read through them and see all of the things that Paul went through. And you know what he continued to write? Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the goodness of God. I deserved to be separated from him for eternity, but instead, he extended grace and mercy to me. He forgave me of my sins. He loved me and adopted me into his family. And as a result of that, I can tell you, rejoice in the Lordship that is available. So it says, rejoice in the Lord. Now, a lot of people want to come to that place where they accept Jesus as their Savior. And thank God for that. He is our Savior. But there is also this aspect, and that is, when we ask him to be our Savior, we also need to recognize his authority in our life. That means the things that I used to do, I no longer do. If I used to do things that were in rebellion to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that I don't do that anymore. And so it's kind of like the person who is speeding down the road and, you know, they're going considerably above the speed limit. I know nobody that is listening to this program does that, but I've heard that people do. There are people that tease me. See, I am allergic to speeding tickets. It causes my wallet to break out into poverty. And so I go the speed limit. But if you're a person and you're violating the law and you're driving down the road and you see a police officer, all of a sudden you don't have any joy. Now all of a sudden you've got anxiety, you've got fear, you've got apprehension, and you've got to say, oh, I hope he's going to extend mercy to me until I can get back in alignment with what the law is. And then, you know, the heart is, okay, just as soon as that police officer is out of sight and no longer a threat to me, then I'm going to start doing what I did before. That's the same way that people have towards Jesus. Okay, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm just going to do what I want to do now because I've got my fire insurance. I've asked him to forgive me of my sins. But you see, when we ask him to forgive us of our sins, we want him to be the Lord of our life, which means we want him to empower us to live in alignment with his word instead of in rebellion to his word. And, you know, there's a completely different mindset. If you are in alignment with all of the laws of the land. When you see that police officer, you don't view them as a threat. You view them as an asset, as a blessing in your life, that they are there to serve and protect the community. So I remember several years ago when we had a bearing that seized up in a dryer and it caught on fire. And I normally wouldn't have been asleep, but God in his mercy brought, you know, that to my wife's attention. And I went and I said, okay, call 911, because it erupted into flames. And the first people on site were sheriff's deputies. And they just started in and they helped us avoid a catastrophe. And so I look at them and I see them as a tremendous liability. I don't wonder whether or not they're going to arrest me or give me a ticket or anything like that. So rejoice in the Lord. It will bring peace to your entire existence, your whole makeup, if Jesus Christ is your Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And so he repeats it for emphasis here. It doesn't mean that I'm going to praise him if I'm sick or rejoice that I'm sick. I am going to rejoice that that sickness is not going to have eternal consequence for me. I am going to rejoice in his lordship because he is Lord over my sin. He is Lord over my spirit. He is Lord over my mind. He is Lord over my body. He's Lord over my finances. He's Lord over my eternity. He is Lord. He has the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He is going to rule and reign victoriously. He came and defeated the devil. He came to destroy the works of the devil. I can rejoice because he's my Lord. And it's not just theoretical sovereignty. It is applied sovereignty that I can rejoice that if anything comes against me, they're going to have to deal with him because it is an assault on his kingdom, on his household, on his family. Okay? Remember, in yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about family. Whenever the enemy attacks you, he's attacking the household of God. And I say this, if you want to see my demeanor change, you either attack my wife, attack my kids, or attack my church. I've got a few others that I add on to that, but I'm not going to mention those here on the air right now because I wanted to talk to you about those. The reason that those things are so important is because I'm in positions of authority over each of those. I'm a covering for my wife. I am an authority in my kid's life. Now my son is grown and married, and so thank God for him. He's living with his wife. They're blessed of the Lord, and so he now has that authority in his life. But if he comes to me and asks me, I'm still going to be there for him. Rejoice in the Lord because I am a child of God, and God is in covenant with me, and he will come to my defense. Verse number 5 says, let your gentleness be known to all men. Listen, Jesus said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. Meekness is not weakness. It is not being walked upon all of the time. It is walking in humility. It is understanding that any assault that comes against you is going to have only temporal success. It's not going to have any eternal success. And you and I, we need to learn to be gentle. I think back, I just mentioned my son. This happened with all of my kids, but I remember especially the first time that I experienced that with my son, and they were handing him to me to hold. And you just hold them so tenderly that you don't want to loosen your grip. You want to make sure that you have a firm grip, and you want to handle them very carefully, very gently. Did you know that as the body of Christ, and we are dealing with imperfect people, that you and I are called to deal with each other gently? Let me take you to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. And it says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." And so when we are dealing gently, we're not just dealing gently with babies, but we are dealing gently with one another in the body of Christ, because we want all people to grow up into faith in Jesus Christ. And so you deal with that gently. And it says, "Let your gentleness be known to all men." You know, I wonder how many times we get out there and instead of displaying gentleness, we display brashness, harshness. That doesn't mean that we're going to soft pedal the truth, but we need to remember that we're on a process with people. I more than likely did not come to faith the first time I ever heard about Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That was a long time ago when I was just a kid. Most people, it's a journey. You walk with them. And so that's what we were talking about in October. And that was, you know, meet a need in somebody's life, spend time with them, get to know them, and then share with them the good news of Jesus Christ. In the Assemblies of God, we call it the human right. The human right is for every person on the planet to have a presentation of Jesus Christ, who he is, why he came, what he wants, and the fact that he's coming again. Every person has the right to hear that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that he died to shed his blood for our sins, because the soul that sins dies. And Jesus said, rather than them dying for their sin, I would like to take their place. I would like to go to the cross and shed my blood so that they can be forgiven of their sins, so that they can be reconciled to the Father. And we want every person. That is what our missions program is about. That is why we exist as a church. We want to restore fallen man to relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and let them know that they have spiritual and relational value to him. You are your price is determined by what someone is willing to pay for you, and God gave his son Jesus for you. That's how valuable you are to him. So I encourage you today, if you're going through a difficulty, it takes no strength at all to be a bull in a china closet. But it takes tremendous blessing from the Lord to be gentle. And it says here, the reason is the Lord is at hand. Folks, I remember in the 1970s, and people were talking about, Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. I remember that. But I'm telling you this. The things that I read in the Word of God and the things that I see taking place in the world right now, I believe that the Lord is at hand. Let me say this. Not just his return, but let me also put it to you this way. The Lord is at hand right now. He is present in your life. You can be gentle with other people because God is there to empower you to be gentle with them. He is there to give you the strength that you need, to give you the wisdom, the reassurance. You know, whenever I'm have been doing something that I've never done before, I like to have an expert over my shoulder and watching me and teaching me and assuring me that I'm not making a mistake. So I want to encourage you that the Lord is at hand. He's present in your life right now. I also want to share with you, I believe Jesus Christ is coming again very, very soon, and we cannot delay any longer. We need to make sure that our hearts and lives are in alignment with God, that we are part of the household of faith, that he is our Savior and our Lord. It goes on and says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. And so we're going to close out this broadcast today with this thought. Banish anxiety from your life. Worry is not going to accomplish anything. Do not disguise your worry as prayer, but instead allow your time of prayer to transform you. To transform you. And so let me give you an example. God, people who are worried and want to try and disguise it as prayer is, God, you know how horrible this situation is, and God, I just really don't know how I'm going to survive. I don't know how I'm going to get through this season. God, I just don't know. So I'm crying out to you because I don't know what to do. Okay? That's really anxiety masking itself as a prayer. Let me show you how to pray, be anxious for nothing. And that is, God, I just want to thank you that you sit upon the throne right now. I want to thank you for the word of God that promises that you have never left me and you are never forsaking me. God, I want to thank you that you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. And Lord, I want to thank you that you are going to meet every financial need that I have. I just rejoice right now that you are my Father and I am your child. I want to thank you, God, that you are not suffering an economic crisis. God, I want to thank you that you know everything I have need of before I even ask. I thank you, God, that you have good things in store for me, that you have plans for me in place, and that no weapon formed against me will prosper, that the word of God, that the purposes of God will not be hindered. As you begin to pray like that, that is not praying out of anxiety or worry. That's praying the word of God. That is praying in faith. And what will happen is the more you focus on who God is and how awesome he is and how omnipotent he is, holy and worthy of praise, powerful, that anxiety will be cast aside and faith will rise up. The word of God says, the just shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. Father, I pray for those who are listening right now. I pray, God, first of all, that if there's any here and they've never asked Jesus to be their Savior and Lord, I pray that you would come by your Holy Spirit and birth that in their heart right now. Jesus be Lord. I pray, God, for every person that is listening, that it would be a worry-free day filled with the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.